The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
Do you want to live longer, master your metabolism, reduce pain, fight depression, or conquer cancer? Jordan Rubin invites you to eat and live God's way.
Here's the deal. Some people today are hearing you should be a vegan or eat a plant-based diet. Some now hear about the carnivore diet, eating all meat. Here's what I want people to do. Become a bibliotarian. Eat what God says to eat.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Life Today. I'm Tammy Trent, and this is Randy Robison.
That's me.
Got another great show today.
I'm excited, and there's some things we didn't get to cover on another show that I want to hit.
Totally. We've got Jordan Rubin here, and look, we are doing shows all week with Jordan, so if you've missed one, go to lifetoday.org, and you can catch it anytime. Jordan, there is a lot to cover in a short amount of time. Randy, you said the last show we didn't cover meat, so should we start with
the
meat?
The red meats. Well, let's explain what we're doing. This is the Biblio diet.
Yes.
All right, which is a book and a workbook that we'd love to put in your hands, by the way.
Yes.
But we're talking about what God says is good and what we should eat and enjoy. And it's all good news.
No, it is good news. I mean, I just want to jump right into the red meat.
Well, because one of the things is red meat. And we're told all the time that we shouldn't eat red meats.
Exactly.
I like some of the white meats. But Jordan, welcome back, by the way.
Yes. It's good to be here.
Yes.
The Bible says red meat's good.
It says red meat's great. In fact, Abraham served red meat to the angelic hosts before Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed. We know that the parents of Samson served red meat to the angel Gabriel. Hmm. The prodigal son in the story had the fatted calf served to him when he came back. And the list goes on and on. We talked about Solomon, the wisest man on earth, eating red meat every single day. Yeah. We're told to avoid it, but yet it has protein. Mm-hmm. It has creatine, which builds your muscles and your brain, carnitine for the heart, carnosine for the immune system, glutamine for the gut, iron and zinc and B12 for the brain. Red meat's a superfood. There's a reason, and not a good one, why we've been avoiding it. But here's the deal. Some people today are hearing you should be a vegan or eat a plant-based diet. Some now hear about the carnivore diet, eating all meat. Here's what I want people to do. Become a bibliotarian. Eat what God says to eat. Don't be dogmatic. Don't listen to experts when you can hear directly from the Creator.
Yes.
If the Creator in His owner's manual tells you what you need, we should be eating it. And I said this on a previous program, obedience is better than sacrifice.
Yes. Yeah.
It isn't going to be a sacrifice to follow God's plan because you will kick out feeling bad, you will be energized, you will live a long and healthy life that God intended. And as I said before, this is the only diet that recommends, not allows, recommends red meat, recommends dairy, recommends fat, recommends salt, and recommends sweeteners.
Okay, I got a question. I'm jumping in.
I know, right?
Not all red meat is the same, though, and I'm learning this, and that's what I love about your book. Truly, Jordan, I was reading through this stuff over the weekend going, I didn't know any of this, and it's so good for all of us to know so that we can actually make the best choice possible. And I learned about, we talk about grass-fed when we go to a restaurant, grass-fed this, grain-fed. Can you touch on that for me, for all of us that are like, okay, then what kind do I buy? What should I be looking for?
Absolutely. Every single chapter of the Biblio diet, it doesn't just say you can have dairy. It tells you the best dairy to consume and the dairy that's decent and that which you should always avoid. And these are all available at your local grocery store or club store like Costco or online. Or, of course, you can go to a health food store like Sprouts or Whole Foods.
Yeah.
Grass-fed beef is best because cows were meant to eat grass. But don't just stop at beef. What about lamb? What about bison? What about buffalo? Some people like to eat goat if you are used to an ethnic diet. That can be really delicious. Some people hunt and like venison or elk. Amazing for your health.
Yeah.
We're going to give you the best ways to prepare meat, the best meats to eat, and what you should avoid. But the bottom line is you can consume meat, you can consume bread, you can consume dairy, salt, and fat because the Bible says it is good. And the Bible also says don't call something bad that God has called good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I learned to appreciate goat in Africa. When prepared well, it's really good.
It's called chevron.
Oh, yes. I have a hard time with it, guys. I mean, I'm willing to try anything, but when I'm drinking goat milk, I always feel like, I'm kissing the mouth of a goat. Like, how am I just choosing the wrong goat milk or goat cheese?
It could be. Proverbs 31 speaks very highly of goat milk, but you don't have to drink goat's milk to be a bibliotarian. The point is, there are ways for you to become enlightened. Remember, we talked about renewing your mind, and that's the way that we can enter a level of health that we never thought possible. Mm-hmm. And I know we wanted to talk on this program about bibliomedicine.
Yeah, and that's my question, because, you know, I eat, well, if we're honest, I tend to eat for pleasure.
But sometimes
I eat because I need food, but you're suggesting that I can eat to heal my body.
Absolutely.
Tell me about that. Mm-hmm.
You can eat to live.
Yeah.
And in the Bible, you can see sprinkled throughout recommendations to use certain foods, certain herbs and spices for healing. Mm. And we're finding out now that these herbs and spices, which were either grown in the Middle East during biblical times or imported, that was a very thriving trade market we hear about in all of the different Bible books and chapters, herbs and spices are deficient in the American diet. Now, some people are watching globally and they might say, well, we use herbs and spices all the time. We see in India, we see in Africa, we see in the Middle East. They're using much more herb and spice per capita than we do here. We use a little bit of pepper and we use some salt, probably the wrong kind of salt. We'll get into that another time. But herbs and spices should be the first thing that come out of your, quote, medicine cabinet when you're dealing with something. Tammy, we talked on another program about women's health issues.
Yep.
People were talking about headaches. There's an herb or spice for that. Hmm. People talked about menopause. People talked about PCOS. We mentioned an herb called shatavari, which is an asparagus species. The root of that is amazing. We talked about ashwagandha, which is a great herb to lower that stress response and boost energy. Cinnamon is a spice that when combined with clove and nutmeg or consumed on its own can lower blood sugar. So if you have been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, getting more spices, cinnamon, ginger, clove, cardamom, turmeric can help. Mm. If you have a heart condition, hawthorn leaf is great for your heart. If you are dealing with prostate issues, pomegranate, which is one of the Bible's favorite foods, has a compound called ellagic acid that can help you if you've been diagnosed with prostate cancer or BPH, which is prostate enlargement, which research shows 90%+ of men will deal with one or the other. Pomegranate is a great way to support your prostate health, for example.
What spice does every single one of us need? If I ask you, Jordan, what spice should I go buy today, two or three, that I need to have on my spice rack and I need to put it in my food every day?
I'll give you an easy one, garlic. Garlic is a spice and people love it. So if I told you cardamom, you would think, well, what do I cook it with? Garlic is easy. Consume more garlic. It helps you in many ways. It is antifungal. We talked about that in a program. It helps your arteries. So if you are dealing with cardiovascular disease or issues, ginger's probably another one that has hundreds of different beneficial uses, and it's good in many, many dishes.
Yeah,
ginger warms up your body, can help you burn fat, and it reduces inflammation, including aches and pains.
Does ginger come like a sprinkle?
It can. It can come in a syrup. It can come in a lozenge or a supplement. But good old-fashioned ginger in your spice rack is good for you. Just use what you've already got.
Okay, so ginger, garlic. Give me one more.
Turmeric is
go
a great
buy it
one.
Today.
Turmeric is what you make yellow curry with or Indian curry. Turmeric is a powerful anti-inflammatory, and it's good for the brain.
Okay, here's my question, and you kind of touched on this, but does it matter if I'm buying some sort of tablet, right? Because you see a lot of these things you see in the health food store in pill form, right? Does it matter the type if I'm buying it to cook with? And in other words, do I need to get the raw vegetables or spices and use that?
Yeah.
Or can I just buy whatever's on the shelf that's got some kind of preservative so it's good for the next 5 years?
Yeah. Dried spices and herbs don't typically contain preservatives because they act as a preservative.
Okay.
That's why we used to use them so much. They would preserve meat before we had refrigerators. They would even be used to preserve dairy products. Herbs and spices should be ubiquitous. And in fact, the Bible valued them greater than gold and silver. Think about it. Jesus, in his woes to the Pharisees, he said, "You tithe dill, mint, and cumin." How could they tithe herbs if they weren't treated on the same level as gold and silver? Today, we have them in the spice rack. We bring them out during Thanksgiving or maybe the holidays. All of those spices are amazing. Here's one. Clove is the most potent antioxidant food on the planet. If you have a toothache, use a little clove or clove oil. And lavender is amazing for your mood. You feel better when you walk through lavender fields, right? Using some lavender oil on the temple of your head can help reduce headaches. And sage, which is another common garden herb, great for brain health and blood flow. If you are someone who wants to preserve or improve your memory, consume sage. And it's a great women's health herb for hormones. Herbs and spices were prized in biblical times. We avoid them today. Hyssop, the Bible says, "Cleanse me with hyssop and I will be clean." Yeah. Hyssop fights germs. Oregano fights germs. The herb thyme, T-H-Y-M-E, fights germs. All of these were known in Scripture, and we have forgotten these healing secrets, and we want to bring them back in the Biblio diet.
One of my favorite things to eat, and I like it in everything, are peppers. Are peppers good?
Peppers can be very good. Some people are sensitive to peppers, and it could flare up their joints, etc., but red peppers and yellow peppers, which are the ripe peppers, are loaded with vitamin C. And then cayenne pepper is actually great for circulation. I grew up to hippie health nut parents, and instead of washing my mouth out with soap, they put cayenne pepper on my tongue when I was fresh, as they used to call it back in the day. Good news is it actually improved my health instead of putting some Irish Spring deodorant soap in somebody's mouth, which probably had loads of chemicals. But peppers can be very good. Interestingly enough, long pepper and black pepper, when combined with ginger, is a supreme digestive health tonic and helps you absorb more nutrients from all the foods you eat. So a little bit of black pepper can actually boost your metabolism and your digestive function.
I'm in good shape because I eat a lot of black pepper and a lot of red pepper.
The food we eat affects our body so much. That's what I'm getting from everything you say in every one of these shows. Every time you write a book, Jordan, if we don't know, we don't know. But when we do know, we need to do better because what I'm eating is affecting my health in every way for the better or for the worse. So what I love about this book, you don't just like, let me just tell you a little here and just do it. You tell me why and you give me the science and the facts, the biblical perspective behind it and why it will work and help heal my body. It's what I love so much. But what I also love this is the study guide that you've written. Tell me why it's so important. If I've got the book, why do I need the study guide? Is there a difference between the two?
Someone once told me, people don't do what's expected, they do what's inspected. And if you are willing to go on this Biblio journey with us, become a bibliotarian, you're going to do so much better if you journal your progress. We help you track your symptoms and how you feel in each area of health. After all, you know when you have a headache and you go around saying, well, my head hurts, but you don't go around saying, I don't have a headache today. So it's critical for you to go on this journey. We're going to help you learn to integrate new and healthful foods into your diet, your family's diet. And so many people are leading small groups or cell groups at their church. This is great for you to do individually, for you to do as a family or as a church or with your online community, like a Facebook group. The Biblio Diet Study Guide is going to help you get in depth and truly understand how these foods, these herbs, these spices are affecting your body on a day-to-day basis. It's an 8-week program. It comes with written and video curriculum, and we're going to guide you through 8 weeks that will change your life forever.
So help you track the changes
Absolutely.
And stuff? Because even as I was walking through Candida, I was starting to track my own. When did the symptoms happen? What did you take out of your diet? What have you added? How do you feel a week later? It changed everything for me to actually have the bigger picture of the perspective of what was going on in my health, not just do what someone told me, but let me actually track some of these things so that I can figure out what's working for my body and what's not working for my body.
Absolutely. It is so critical to know what affects you on a day-by-day basis, to be able to look back and to see how you can implement certain things when you run into challenges again.
Yeah.
It's so important.
Yeah. You know, we hear a lot of these diets kind of come and go, and some of them are fads, and a lot of them have some commonality amongst them, but I don't know that I've ever heard anyone say, let's look at what the Bible says about food, what the Bible values, what the wisest man on earth ate, what Jesus served. How did this come to you? Because it seems kind of obvious now that you say it, but I've never heard it, and I've heard a lot of stuff come through.
I was battling an incurable diagnosis of Crohn's colitis as a late teenager, so I was 19, 20 years of age. I visited 69 medical experts. Conventional medicine failed. Natural medicine failed. Until one day I met a man by phone that said, if you follow a health plan based on the Bible, you will be well. And Randy and Tammy, my heart so much wanted to take whatever healed me to share with the world. Even as a teenager, I knew how debilitating this disease was, the inflammation, the wasting. I was 104 pounds in a wheelchair. I lost everything. So if anything could help me, I was going to share it with the world. And God is so good because he gave me a message straight from Scripture that I can now share with others. And what's even better, I could write 1,000 books and God will still speak new revelation from the same Bible. I can't explain it. I can't understand it. But that is the one book that's supernatural. All I am doing in the Biblio Diet is spotlighting what God already said so many thousands of years ago. And when people implement it, they see breakthroughs. The subtitle says it all. It's the Biblio Diet, Live Long, Master Metabolism, Reduce Pain, Fight Depression, and Conquer Cancer with Healing Secrets from the Bible.
It is so good.
Yeah, we want to share it with everybody.
Yeah, you need to get it, and we want to send this to you, the Biblio Diet. We're going to send it to you today. You can come alongside us and help us with this incredible mission that we are so passionate about. And look, we want to also send you the study guide. We want to send you both. I'm going to tell you how we can do that, but first I want you to take a look at this. I love how we're talking about health, but there are some people right now around the world that desperately need health. They need hope in their lives. Take a look at this. We'll come out on the other side and wrap it up with Jordan.
In so many places around the world, we see people that don't have water, any water to drink. If they do, they're scraping it from the worst places possible. But in some places, like where I'm at right now in Burundi, there seems to be an abundance of water, but the water is not safe. It was this water source where she would come and get the water every day in these jugs and take back to her children. And it's this water source that took Stella's life. I don't want Jacqueline to have to go through this again.
She has other children. She's doing all that she can. Are we doing all that we can? We can change this. We have the power. It's within our power to give them clean drinking water so that she doesn't get to the point where she wants to die. That's why it's critical that we do something right now. You and I can do something. We can come in and we can put a well in this village and they will have clean water. And there are so many other villages just like this, so many other mothers that are experiencing the same pain that Jacqueline is feeling. We want you to join us in reaching around the world to places like this and giving them clean, pure drinking water. Will you do that? Will you give life? Will you give water for life? When you do, you will be changing the lives of mothers like Jacqueline all over the world. Do it today.
It's hard to sit there with a mother who's lost a child to dirty water when you know the solution is so simple. And you know it's within our power to go in there and drill a water well where they can have the clean drinking water. And what a blessing it is to see them drinking that clean water. But you know, sometimes the thing that we know needs to be done is a thing we take for granted. So I hope you'll pause for just a moment as we're talking about your health and improving your health, despite food everywhere. You know, we don't always eat the best things. Well, despite the water everywhere, it's the water that's killing them. So do something for yourself today as you do something for someone else. Support Water for Life and request Jordan Rubin's materials on the Biblio Diet. Request with any gift the Biblio Diet book. Or with a gift of $75 or more, get the bundle. It will really help take you in depth. And your gift of $1,200 or more, we'd love to send you the Good Shepherd Bronze. You're helping someone and helping yourself at the same time. And I think God blesses it, Tammy, when we reach beyond ourselves.
He sure does.
And yet when we take responsibility
yes,
for ourselves.
He sure does.
So what a blessing.
What a blessing to bring hope to somebody, Randy.
Oh, yeah.
When I watch Jacqueline and I think about her little girl, Stella.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
How she lost her baby. Mm-hmm. And how she said, I feel like I want to die too. Like, I understand deep loss. I know the pain that it brings. And I remember the feeling too of like, it hurts so much. I just want to die too. I just want to be gone. I don't want to hurt like this anymore. And so here's the hope for Jacqueline today. And many mothers like her that have lost a child can't change that. Can't change that right now. But we can change the future for her. Mm-hmm. We can change the future for every child that is struggling right now. And that is the hope. When they feel like they want to die and not face it again, we can offer them hope so that they have the strength to face another day because they know that they have at least clean water that will give them life. It will produce life. They will begin to thrive. It will give them hope as they look at the next child they have and the next to know that they are not going to face the same devastating death that maybe their brother or sister faced.
Yeah.
So, Randy, the very thing that you're saying, that we can bring hope, and it is so practical and it is so easy and it doesn't take that much to do it today.
And, you know, I like the fact that it kind of parallels what we're doing on these programs, mm-hmm. where we're looking to the Bible to find out how mm-hmm. to give life to ourselves,
yes.
how to eat, how to have a Biblio diet. When we go into these areas and we drill that water well, we say, yes, there are people who care about you. We want to give you clean drinking water. We do it in the name of Jesus. So we express
yes.
the Bible.
Yes.
So this combination of biblical truth and blessing and helping yourself and helping
yes.
others, it all culminates into this beautiful outreach. And
it
so
does.
I want everyone who's watching right now to go online or go to the phone, mm-hmm. make the best gift you can and know that you're blessing somebody,
yes.
but get
yes.
these materials and start to put them into practice.
Amen.
You will bless yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So yes to health.
Yes.
Yes to life.
Yes.
Yes to biblio anything.
Yes, exactly.
And yes, hopefully, to you responding today. Do it now.
Every day, thousands of lives are lost to waterborne diseases, but you can make a difference by helping provide fresh, clean water for life. With a gift of $48, you can help provide clean water for 10 children. A gift of $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With a gift of any amount, we'll send you Jordan Rubin's The Biblio Diet. Based on the ancient wisdom of the Bible and confirmed by modern science, this easy-to-follow plan provides healing secrets to help you live longer, master metabolism, reduce pain, fight depression, and conquer cancer. With your gift of $75 or more, you may request the Biblio Diet Bundle, featuring the book and its transformative study guide with weekly readings, prayers, places to journal, and links to video teachings to help you along your journey to greater health.
As you provide clean water for life, you can help heal those suffering from illness due to contaminated drinking water. You can bring life to others, as well as find lasting health and longevity with the Biblio Diet.
Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well. And be sure to request our new bronze sculpture, The Good Shepherd. Please call, write, or make your gift online to provide life-giving water to people in need.
Your gift today is going to mean so much to the health of some people that desperately need your help. So please come alongside us. Go online, go to the phone, make the best gift you can, and request the Biblio Diet. And Jordan, wow, to be able to share your health information, your health story, while helping others with their health. I mean, water's pretty basic.
Mm-hmm. This is absolutely unbelievable. You can receive the gift of health with the Biblio Diet and the Biblio Diet Study Guide for you and future generations, and you will be simultaneously giving the gift of life.
Yeah.
Water equals life.
Yes.
If we follow God, streams of living water will flow out of us. So people who are responding today are going to be giving living water to these precious people around the world.
Love it. I love it. I couldn't have said it better, Jordan. Oh my goodness. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being here. We'll see you next time on Life Today. Bye-bye.
Money doesn't grow on trees, but medicine does.
Jordan Rubin turns ancient biblical wisdom into modern practical application for healing.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.